The midterm elections are just about 3 weeks away, so let's get to our district profile. In Arizona's 2nd congressional district, incumbent Democrat Ron Barber, the successor to Gabby Giffords, faces a 2012 rematch with Republican Martha McSally. Ted Robbins has been covering the race for Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Ted, welcome.
Good to be with you, Peter.
First, give us a little sketch of this district.
As you said, I think most people probably know this district as the one represented by Gabby Giffords before she was shot in the head and forced to resign in an assassination attempt. I'll describe it geographically. It includes much of Tucson as well as the southeastern portion of Arizona. It goes south to the Mexican border and east to the New Mexico state line. 83 miles of the district are along the Mexican border. Most of the voters are in Tucson, but a good portion of the more conservative voters are in towns like Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Bisbee. Economically, the district includes two military bases, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Fort Huachuca Army Base in Sierra Vista, a lot of seniors in retirement, and a number of ranchers in the rural parts of the district. And the voting, ethnically, it's about 85% white and about 15% Hispanic.
So let's talk about the candidate, the incumbent Ron Barber. As we mentioned, he actually worked for Congresswoman Gabby Giffords when she was shot in that grocery store parking lot back in 2011. Barber was also shot in that attack, but he recovered and then eventually won Giffords' seat. What kind of congressman has Mr. Barber been in that time?
Yeah, let's say he barely won the seat. He beat Martha McSally by less than 1%. So the difference between then and now is that Ron Barber has a record in Congress, albeit a short one. He's what's known as a blue dog Democrat, which is a caucus of Democrats who identify as moderate or conservative. He's mostly sponsored bills to protect veteran services, to improve mental health treatment. He supports the military facilities in the district. He says he would like to change, or he says improve parts of Obamacare, but he would not repeal it.
And he's facing some tough attacks like this one from the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Ron Barber talks tough on the border.
Washington has for too long ignored the problem of illegal immigration.
But he hasn't introduced a single border bill. In fact, Barber voted with Nancy Pelosi against providing millions for border security.
So, Ted, you said it. This district is right on the border. So far, Congress has done nothing on immigration reform. Is that starting to resonate with voters in that area?
You know, it's never stopped resonating with voters. It's, you know, for decades now. Ron Barber did vote against that particular border bill that the ad referenced. He said it did nothing to secure the border or to solve the crisis of unaccompanied children crossing. But Ron Barber is pointing out every chance he gets that he's been rated as one of the Democrats most likely to vote against his party. The National Journal rated him the fourth most independent member of Congress. So it seems to me the attacks linking him to President Obama and Nancy Pelosi would be, I would think they'd be most effective among those already convinced that Democratic Party leadership is wrong. As far as convincing undecided voters, well, obviously we'll have to see.
And voters will also have the choice of Republican Martha McSally. She's a retired Air Force colonel. What do we need to know about her?
Yeah, really fascinating background. Republican Martha McSally was the country's first female combat pilot. She flew missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. She is proud of challenging and ending a Defense Department requirement that American servicewomen wear abayas, Muslim clothing, while they were off base. So that's ended. One interesting thing to anybody who's been observing then and now is she is a much more polished candidate than she was 2 years ago. She has studied up, and she sticks to talking points, and she's as I say, just much more polished.
Yeah, she's also, though, been the subject of attack ads as well. Let's hear this one from the Democratic House Majority PAC.
Martha McSally supported privatizing Social Security in the stock market.
And Martha McSally wants to raise the retirement age.
McSally even supported a plan that would have turned Medicare into a voucher system.
Ted, when Martha McSally ran against Barber back in 2012, she took some conservative stances on issues that resembled Tea Party values. I wonder, this time around, has she been more careful to avoid that?
this is the question that the Barber campaign asks. Is she the Martha McSally of 2 years ago, or is she the Martha McSally of today? So, for instance, she says that those positions that were taken in that ad, those were taken out of context, and those were her positions 2 years ago. She said she supported the proposed Ryan budget over two other proposed budgets, and that would have done those things mentioned in the ad. But she says she's never specifically said she supports doing, you know, really unpopular things like raising the retirement age. She is flat out appealing to voters by saying it's time for a change. So she's using the, you know, it's time for a change in Congress. Congress is failing. I can get things done. I'm pragmatic. I'm military. And she says she can help end gridlock in Congress.
Let's talk about Gabby Gifford's legacy in this race. It's been, you know, since 2011, since she was shot. I wonder if Ron Barber still enjoys any sort of connection to the Giffords legacy, and if that'll matter in this election.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago, you could say that a sympathy vote for Giffords really did play some part in the election. I don't think that's there any longer. Gabby Giffords is playing a role in this race, however, not campaigning, but her PAC, Americans for Responsible Solutions, is pouring a lot of money into the race in support of Barber. Giffords' PAC aired a tough, controversial attack ad against McSally, saying McSally does not support widening background checks for guns sold at gun shows or privately. And the ad showed a Tucson woman who lost her daughter to a stalker who had gotten a gun and said McSally would have done nothing to help that. Then McSally revealed she had been the victim of a stalker. And McSally modified her position slightly. The ad was dropped. And now Giffords' PAC is running ads that are more supportive of Barber rather than attacking McSally. Mm. So there's a presence there, but it's a different sort of presence.
Yeah. So bottom line, Ted, a couple weeks out from this race, from this election, what are the polls saying? Who's leading here?
Well, there hasn't been any public poll for months, and the race was considered a toss-up after the primary in August, and it still is. I think it's really important to say that the registration is one-third Republican, roughly one-third Democrat, and one-third independents. So it's going to be the independents who decide this race, and you've got to appeal to the middle. So whoever can seem the most moderate in this race is probably going to win.
Arizona Public Media's Ted Robbins has been reporting on the race for the state's 2nd District. Ted, thank you.
My pleasure, Peter.